So good to be here today. Good to be at Martinsville again. And we do feel somewhat at home here. And we have lots of homes we call homes. I'm always, depends on where I'm at, that's what I'm talking about. So we're so glad for the people of God, so glad that you're here today. Good to see you. And just trust the Lord will do something great in your life. I believe He wants to. I know He wants to. And it's His will to give you the kingdom.
Yes.
Right. And but it's also the will of Satan to deprive you of the kingdom. If you have your Bibles this morning, let's turn to 61 of Isaiah. Such a wonderful passage of Scripture, and I just, ever since I've been reading the Scripture, it seemed like this just is one of my favorites, and preached from it many times. But of lately, I've seen something in this that I'd like to just, if I could this morning, you allow the Lord just to help me if He would, and you can tell I'm a little nervous, but I've been preaching quite a while now, but I don't ever get over that part about this. But I know if the Lord come by and help us, things will be all right. Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to point unto them that mourning Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joyful mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. Thank you for standing for reading the Word of God. As we can see here, God's intent toward us is good.
Yes.
And Brother Bill taught so well this morning. He is also a God of wrath. And I've never experienced that side of Him. I know there is a side of Him that is that side, but He's always proved to me He's trying to benefit my life and help me in many areas of my situation. I have not done anything to deserve that, and never been good enough to deserve it, never will, but He's always been there with His hands outstretched. And to realize in this Scripture, we also can find this same passage of Scripture in the New Testament, in the book of Luke. He was in the synagogue, and he picked up the scroll and began to read, and all eyes were fastened on him. And he turned to this Scripture and read out of the same book that I'm reading to you now. And when he read this passage of Scripture, he closed the book and spoke to them, "This day is this fulfilled, this Scripture fulfilled in your ears. Now this is coming to pass. At one time it was prophecy, and now it's reality. It's here." And I believe the proclamation of liberty still is in existence.
Yeah.
I believe it's still reality. I believe it still can happen today in this service.
Yeah.
It's not because that I'm standing in this position, but it's because the Word of God is powerful.
Yeah.
Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation." I believe there's enough power in this gospel to set men free. I don't know what you've come here bound with, and I'm not a discerner of that, but there's people sometimes that sit among you and sit in our congregations. They're so bound with things, and they are in horrible predicaments. But I believe today the Word of God can break every fetter that binds men, that keeps men deprived from
from worshiping the Lord. You see, that's what the devil's intent is, to keep you from worshiping God. If he can attach one string or one fetter to you, he'd do that just to simply to spoil the worship that you have in your heart toward God. He'd like to stop it. He'd like for it to cease in your being and deprive you of the liberty that Christ has put in you. I believe today the Word of God can be proclaimed again, and liberty can come forth out of that Word, and men can walk out of the prison houses and be free, totally free. Completely free. That word proclaim is to announce officially. To call forth, to call out, to declare, to make known publicly. I believe we can still announce that there's freedom for the bound. I believe we can still proclaim, we can stand in these holy places and say, yes, sinner, you can go free. To the soul of the bound, you can walk out of the prison house. I don't care what Satan is bound you with. You can go free. If the Lord would use that same anointing today in this Word of God, it's just as real and powerful as it ever was to break the fetters. You see, I read in several places and I don't know many places that he talks about being in prison or being bound that he doesn't talk about a deliverance also. And in 107 of Psalms we read, in the 8th verse, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he satisfied the longing and filled the hungry soul with goodness, such as sit in darkness and in shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles, and he saved them out of their troubles. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brave their bands asunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in thunder. I believe the power of God can still break the fetters that bind the slaves in it. Hallelujah. There's men that are in captivity, and the devil has kind of convinced them, well, you can just leave whenever you want to. You're not subject to them. But my friend, try it in your own accord. Try it in your own strength. You'll find that the fetters hold you are stronger than you. But then, on the other hand, don't be so convinced after a while that Satan convinces you that you cannot get out. From your side of the spectrum, it's an impossibility. But from the other side, the Word of God can reach that place that you're in and break the bands asunder. I need to read to you Isaiah 52. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem, loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive, daughter of Zion. What's happening here? I believe the Lord is proclaiming liberty to that one that sin and fetters have thrown her to the dust. He didn't come and lift her out. He didn't come and break open his hands, but sent the word to his mouth. He said, loose thyself. Where I stand today, I can see that the Word of God can break your fetters. I visited the Holocaust Museum in D.C. If you ever get a chance to go there, you need to go there. And I got to noticing something in all the pictures that I saw and everything I've seen. I got to notice in the countenances of men's faces were the same in every picture. I got to noticing that. They all looked the same. They have the same hopeless look. And I got to wondering. And I got to thinking, it's the condition they're in. And it's the fetter, the bond
the fence that causes that, that produces that.
Yes, right.
And the way they're treated on that side of the fence.
Yeah.
It's just a few strands of barbed wire in a lot of places and hard taskmasters. Mm-hmm. It looked like it'd be so easy. There were times that they would talk among themselves.
We're only being guarded by four. We're hungry. We can overpower them. Mm-hmm. We can get out.
They were convinced, we're doing you good. We're going to take you to showers. We're going to hold you here a while. We're going to let you go. Just like Satan. You know what? I come back to the house of God, and the Lord revealed to me some of those same countenances upon the faces of men. Can you imagine coming to this building and everybody in this building being bound by Satan? Can you imagine that? I can't imagine that. But on the other hand, there's a different way to look at it. What if we come to this building and everybody was loose? There were no chains. I believe that's the will of God. I believe that God, that's what God would like for us to feel the liberty of the Spirit. He said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I believe all chains and fetters have got to go at the command of the Lord, at the proclaiming of liberty by the anointing that destroys. From the things that have us bound. I believe we can worship God in this place and feel freedom. The bonds of Satan, the restraints that hold us back, he's like the to whom the sun sets free is free indeed. No strings attached. Nothing to hold back. No contract. Nothing that will cause us to stay where we're at. When the power of God comes in our midst, my friend, and the gospel is preached, there's liberty in that. Step out of your prison house. It's time to worship the Lord. Behold those big beasts that they captivate. And they put in, they try to make the habitat as like their natural habitat as much as possible. And they put the rocks and trees just like where the big lion lives. But if you'll notice, I don't know how long it happened. I don't know over time of years. But if you'll notice, lots of times those lions are walking the perimeter of the fence. Back and forth. I've seen them do it quickly. Unrestful. Back and forth. Hey, I don't care how many trees they've got in their life for nothing. There's something unnatural about that. It's the captivity. But then I've seen, after years pass, I see the old lion over there. Lying still. Not even trying. He's just convinced that there's no hope. From your side, it's the way it looks. But from the other side, his words can break your bars. Lose thyself, O captive daughter Zion. There was a time he walked into the synagogue. There was a woman there that had been bound with the spirit of infirmity. 18 years! 18 years! He was stood over by an evil force. And the Bible said, when he saw her, he had compassion on her. And he said, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Let me read to you what loose means. It's to free fully. Receive release. Dismiss. Pardon.
set at liberty. Oh, doesn't something within your being long to be free? Doesn't something within your being long to go where the heights of God are? The fly sees where he needs to go, but the window hinders him. He bumps his head on the window, seeing where he needs to go, but he cannot get there. If you ain't careful, you'll walk by and see him dead on the window. Holocaust victims were deprived of all they would be given was just a little bowl of soup and just a little water.
Oh, thank you.
And, is this my phone? You're not going to leave me. In that process, they'd be just given enough to survive, just barely to get by, just for nothing.
Help me, God.
Go on and do that.
All right.
You know, a lot of times we're living like that spiritually.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're so deprived of heaven's nutrition.
Yes.
And the devil's convinced us just all that the church can have now.
Help me, God.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's right.
All that you can get now. The days of revival pass. The times of that refreshing are over. But I've got news for you. I've got an announcement to make. He'd like to revive us again. He'd like to open the prison houses. Let's see him never found. He'd like to raise you up. Let you no longer be attacked. And from this, that you cannot be saved. There are people no doubt still in this building. The devil convicts you. You'll never be him again. You'll never get over this. You'll never. Go out there with his food, and I'd distract him. And I'd set his food in front of him, and I'd slip that chain, unhook his chain from his collar.
Yeah.
He'd be so involved
in
his food, he didn't know he was loose until he didn't feel the tug of the chain any longer. And then he forgot about his food. The devil set some things in your right in front of you to partake of. But I want to tell you, if today you can feel those chains no longer had you, you may have to take the first step. You may have to walk toward him. You may have to take two steps before you realize that I need the gospel.
Those demons trying to destroy him. Jesus come.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
If you notice, Jesus is a lot of great things. And everywhere you're in, we're not doing good. A lot of times he says, tell him about him.
Uh-huh.
You want to say nothing?
Uh-huh.
Keep his feet down.
when he set this man free. I want you to go tell somebody. And many of us instruct Moses that Moses knows that God's provision will give them repentance through the acknowledgement of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who was taken captive by him at his will. Are you there today? Are you constrained by feelings, desires, passions? But you know inside, you're not where you need to be, right? And you feel that hopeless experience of being where you're at. What I'm preaching today to be my name. It's not me, but it's the power of God.
Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes, it is.
I look at men sometimes. If I'm careful, in a carnal thought, it will overwhelm me.
Come on.
I have to pull myself away. Kind of prevails in my mind. And
I dealt with a man when I first went to Florida, a young guy. And got the brain in church in hand away. His wife had left him, and in that bitterness of her leaving, he became addicted to alcohol severely. And when I met him, he was already doing AA. I don't know what they do. I got to tell him what Christ can do. But it seemed like he felt like the AA was going to be sufficient for him. That was his hope. That was what he looked to. I tried to talk to him. It seemed like I couldn't hardly penetrate. But there was a few times he'd come and pray. A few times he'd come and look like never. And I got to thinking, Eddie, the last time that he heard, he was in our service, you preached about liberty, if I ain't mistaken. I believe that's what you preached about. He came with his mom. I went to his house one day and told him I'll pick you up tomorrow, but when I got there, AAA had failed. He was intoxicated again. I was totally caught off guard. And in the process of trying to deal with him, talk to him, Brother Bill, I felt something in that home. A great force,
yeah.
Great power,
yeah.
The power of the darkness, the power of the hell.
All right.
I was overwhelmed by it. I didn't know really how to respond, but I finally left, and I had to leave pretty quick because he was wanting to go with me, and he was just kind of out of his head, and I didn't know what he was going to do. You know, I'd never seen that way before. So I left that day, but then he came back one more time. I didn't talk to him a long time. I talked to him some, but then I went and invited him to the revival when he came. He came and he looked like he wanted to pray that day. He looked over his mom, and she wouldn't go with him. But now, just before I come up here, and that was a few years ago, and I hadn't heard from him in a while, but just the other day, I went to his wake. He died in a bed alone. In Illinois, he'd been there so long they couldn't even open him up. And I felt like such a failure. I felt so overwhelmed with failure. And I told his mom, I said, I felt like I failed him. She said, I kind of know the feelings. But she said something. She said, God has given every man a choice. God has given every man a choice. Will you choose to stay in your predicament? Or today will you walk out? He'll not force your hand. You'll have to make the choice. I preached today the best I could and proclaimed liberty again in the house of liberty. Why will you stay bound? Is that attraction the enemy has set before you, is it more important than flying and soaring and worshiping and feeling the presence of God? Is that little pleasure that you've enjoyed the last few weeks or days, is it worth more than really feeling the liberty of God? You do not realize the power of sin. And when it entangles you, you will set in hopelessness. And your captor will write on the walls of your prison cell, your God has forgotten you. He cannot save you and will not save you. You'll behold that inscription and take it to your heart. I'll never get out of this. Come to announce today that's a lie what you're seeing written on your prison cell. As we get a song, I want to tell you today there's liberty. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of thine. I've already broke them. All you got to do is remove them. I've already unlocked them. All you got to do is remove them. Walk free. At the proclamation, would there be one believe what I say today and step forward?
Yes.
And come to freedom. And stand on this side of the fence. Your countenance will change. I said all the pictures or countenances were the same, but there was a few that were different. It was after they come in and begin to bring them out of those places. Oh, the elation, the tears, the joy, the peace. We're free! We're free! Oh, friend, today you can sing that too. You can sing it with the rest of us. I'm free! Thank God I'm free again! I'm free! Don't let any feeling, any emotion, anything in your being right now hinder you from making that step toward freedom. I don't care what it is. I don't care what kind of habit it is. I hated to tell you about Troy. It seemed like there was, but it was. God brought him to Beams of Light several times. Several times. He made the choice. I believe there was times God broke the chains, but the devil convinced him. AAA is what you need. It took more than AAA. My friend, today you can walk out. 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 Right now you can walk out. He signed thy pardon. Hallelujah. With his own blood. He set the captive free. Oh, thank God for the prophecy of Isaiah. But thank God for the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. We've enjoyed that. We have experienced that. And it's reality today. It's reality. Would you come? Would you come? Come. How many more days can you carry it? How many more days can you carry it? How many more nights will you wrestle with it? How many more tears will you shed over it? How many more times will you allow Satan to wrap you again in those chains of bondage? Come, friend, today. Walk out of your prison house. I know. Come. 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 That can be your success story.
What is the devil hindering you from doing in the work of the kingdom? What is he depriving you of? What capabilities and talents have you has the devil robbed you of doing? Woo! I give them to God today. I said, Lord, take these hands and use them for your glory. Take my mouth and use them for your glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Freedom. Woo! Freedom. 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 Nothing like it. Would you come? Let's gather around this altar today. Let's come. Whosoever will, let him come.